Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about harvesting and selling pine straw for extra profit. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. John Willis, Mississippi State University Assistant Forestry Professor. John, what are some possible factors that are leading growers to try selling pine straw right now?
Well, Amy, the elephant in the room is the pine market. As I'm sure most landowners are aware, that pine is not worth what it was a decade ago. And as a result of that, you have lots of landowners trying to make up for that lower stumpage price by gaining some extra income in other areas. The other factor would be the decline in the pulp market. In lots of areas of Mississippi, we just don't have the demand for pulp that we once did. And pine straw can be a substitute product that can help make up for the loss of pulp income.
Of course, we use pine straw for landscaping. Are there any advantages of using pine straw around the home and garden instead of using wood mulch or another type of material?
Yeah, pine straw tends to stay in place a little bit better than mulch does. And you wouldn't believe it, but it actually does stay pretty stable after you put it down. Also, when pine straw is breaking down, it's going to be adding nutrients into your soil at a faster rate than what mulch chips will. The only thing you need to really be careful with is if you have plants around your house that don't like acidic conditions, because pine straw is going to make your soils more acidic.
What exactly makes pine straw a good material to use? You kind of already explained that, but is there anything else you want to say about that?
Well, it's also very good as a way to stop erosion. And that's really the purpose it serves in a forest stand. A lot of times, as it stabilizes the organic layer, it's going to have the exact same effect in your garden. So it's great for that purpose.
Okay, maybe a good insulator for plants.
Exactly.
So any other ways to use pine straw that we might not expect? Maybe talk a little bit more about the erosion thing.
Yeah, that's a nice secondary market that people are using pine straw for, is to put it down around building sites to stop erosion. And that's actually become more and more common, especially in areas where they're doing a lot of drilling for natural gases.
And that's because it helps the soil sort of stay in place?
Yep. It provides that barrier in between the equipment traffic and the soil that's going to help limit some of the mechanical damage that could be done.
And what varieties of pine trees is pine straw used for?
The species of pine that are going to primarily be used in pine straw, your premium species is going to be longleaf. Typically, that's because the longer needles take a little bit longer to decay, and it's easier for the balers to pick up. Loblolly pine is certainly merchantable, but it is not worth the same level as longleaf pine or slash pine. At this point, there is no real market for shortleaf pine needles. It's just due to the length, as you might imagine.
Okay, so the longleaf pine gets a better price because of the length of the pine needles.
Correct.
Okay, what type of equipment does this involve, and how do we prepare the site or our pine tree stand to harvest?
Yeah, so pine straw can either be raked manually or it can be baled. It just depends on the contractor coming through, what types of equipment that they have. But it can be as simple as a pitchfork or as complicated as a tractor. Some of the things that people do need to recognize with pine straw, though, is that the stand needs to be very clean, almost park-like, where you can walk unimpeded without any brambles or hardwoods coming up in the understory. And that's not a natural state for many of the forests in Mississippi, as naturally most of our forests will tend to be hardwoods over time. And so you're going to have inputs in getting rid of that understory, and that's going to be prescribed fire or herbicides to get it clean enough to rake. And that's very, very important. The other thing you need to consider with pine straw is that you are taking some nutrients off of your site, as the needles will contain a lot of nitrogen and phosphorus. So over time, you could see a reduction in the growth potential or the site quality that you have. And so these things can be fixed by not raking every year, taking breaks in between raking or fertilizing, but it's an issue that you need to be aware of.
Okay, and you do this usually in the fall when the needles start to drop?
Correct. October through December is typically the season when pine straw raking is going to be at its peak, because the buyers are looking for the fresh fallen needles that are going to be that orangish brown tint.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Dr. John Willis, Mississippi State University Assistant Forestry Professor. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.